Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. And where did this snow come from? Here in the upper Midwest, man. Suddenly I had to get up. I had a shovel this morning. How you doing, Evan? Did you have to shovel to make your way into work today?
I sure did, but I took the Subaru. Don't tell Haley, but I took the Subaru, so I made it here fine.
Buddy, it was like, what, 55, 60 degrees over the weekend, and then suddenly we got snow.
Yeah.
I believe the weather advisory said snow coming. I just didn't believe it. Full spring and all that kind of stuff. So
we lost
anyways.
Power for like 30 hours. It was the windstorm prior to the snow.
Oh, the stormy Saturday night. Oh yeah,
that's what got us.
You know, here in the radio industry, whenever there's big storms and occasionally weather of any sort, any number of things can go wrong. And, you know, occasionally they do. So Fancy Brian's out there fixing stuff. And, you know, we got Evan right here. He's going to make it all right. He'll take your phone calls all day long at 844-967-2789. I believe my little buddy Dominic's joining us in the happy hour as well. He better be. Otherwise, it's an unexcused absence. But I want to start right here in our backyard. Let me see. What's my lead? Well, my lead's right here in the great state of Wisconsin, or at least it is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And you recall from the first impeachment, Alexander Vindman, the lieutenant colonel, the Ukrainian-born lieutenant colonel. Alexander Vindman says Ron Johnson and others have blood on their hands over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Obviously, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a overwhelming story. Going to put Rojo right in the middle of it. Former national security aide. My reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's see who the fine journalist. Bill Glauber. Former National Security Aide Alexander Vindman accused Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and others of having blood on their hands as Ukraine withstands a withering assault from Russian troops. In an interview with the Journal Sentinel, Vindman included Johnson on a list of former President Donald Trump, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Fox News host Tucker Carlson, claiming they undermined U.S. national security. I mean, that's a relatively short list of pretty bad human beings. And Rojo, you made the list. Here is the quote from Vindman. Civilians are dying. Ukrainians are providing a formidable defense, defending democracy for Americans as well as for themselves and their homes. And Ron Johnson is trying to distract and obfuscate, Vindman said. Vindman was responding to comments made February 27th by Johnson on the Foxy News. Vindman had been with Johnson on a key trip to Ukraine in May of 2019, in which the senator sought to assure the newly elected government of congressional support. So let's not forget, Rojo was part of the team that went to go meet with Zelensky at his inauguration. Now, I've talked about this with Ron Johnson and asked him specifically why Rick Perry, the former governor of the state of Texas and, you know, Trump administration, what, he was the energy secretary under Trump, I believe, but basically force-fed Zelensky, a donor of Rick Perry's, and he was to supply the natural gas. And I thought that was a little conflicted. And Ron said, well, maybe it is, but, you know, had to fill up the gas tank, so you do what you got to do. But anyways, Ron Johnson has been in the midst of this throughout the whole entirety. And when we had Ron on the day after he voted to acquit Donald Trump twice. We also asked him about John Bolton's accusation. You remember John Bolton, the war hawk, bad mustache, bad intent. John Bolton effectively said, well, you know, Ron Johnson was in the room when we came back from the inauguration of Zelensky. And Ron Johnson knew that it was Trump's intent, that it was at that meeting that Donald Trump made the connection between holding back the Javelin missiles from Zelensky, you know, the armaments they needed to hold off the Russians, and the dirt, the investigation of, what, Hunter or Joe Biden, had to announce an investigation. Well, that was in the works from May on, according to John Bolton. Now, when he appeared with us, Johnson said, well, you know, I didn't even see Bolton in the meeting, so how would he know? Well, Bolton was in the meeting. Whether or not he was in the back of the room, I'm not exactly clear, but he was in the meeting. So anyways, back to Bolton's, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman accusations against Johnson. Vindman had been with Johnson on a key trip to Ukraine in May of 2019, in which the senator sought to assure the newly elected government of congressional support. A retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, Vindman also blamed Johnson and others for ending his military career. Yeah, Johnson wrote sort of a nasty letter. Vindman was a key witness in the first U.S. House impeachment of Trump. He listened in on the 2019, you know, the perfect phone call when Trump asked the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden while withholding U.S. military aid to the country. The perfect phone call. Well, that was much later than it was first proposed, you know, when Ron Johnson returned from the man's inauguration. Trump later released about $400 million in military aid to Ukraine. But let's not forget the Congress had already delegated this money. This was not really Trump's money to decide not to spend. He withheld this money, this desperately needed money, defensive dollars from the Ukrainians, because he wanted something in return. Last week, in an interview with Fox News, Johnson blamed Vindman and others for helping embolden Russian President Vladimir Putin. It was Vindman's fault. The Democrats' fault, of course. Here is what was said. I don't think Vladimir Putin would have moved on Ukraine were it not for the weakness displayed, certainly by the Biden administration, but by the West in general, Johnson said in the interview. I'm certainly hoping that Colonel Vindman, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, who used Ukraine as a pawn in their impeachment travesty, are also recognizing and reflecting upon how they weakened Ukraine, weakened the West, weakened America by the divisive politics that they play. Now, we covered this last week. That was Johnson's accusation against the Dems. You know, just political theater. The whole quid pro quo that Johnson was a part of in no small part? Well, you know, got to acquit on that, and it's political theater, and what he told me back the day after he voted to acquit. Well, that whole trial, the Senate trial, that would have lasted weeks. Would have lasted too long. That was his major problem with it. You know, it was just political kabuki theater, and Adam Schiff said it would only last, you know, a week, but he thought it was going to last much longer. So therefore, he didn't think it should happen, so therefore, he had to acquit. But he was right up to his albino eyeballs and all of this. There's much blame to go around, but in terms of atrocities, that falls squarely on the shoulders of Vladimir Putin and his cronies. Well, it was nice that, you know, Johnson acknowledged that, but apparently we, the Democrats, we weakened the nation, we weakened Ukraine by trying to hold Trump accountable for quid pro quoing the president thereof. Now, Johnson, oh, he stands by his comments. According to a statement from his office, Johnson stands behind his Fox News comments. In addition, the statement asserted Pelosi, Schiff, and Vindman weakened Ukraine by harming its relationship with the U.S. and therefore made Ukraine more vulnerable to Russian aggression, destabilization efforts, and ultimately invasion. Lieutenant Vindman, this is a direct quote from a statement from Johnson's office. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's actions demonstrated disloyalty to both the U.S. president he served and the Ukrainian people he's now trying to help. Vindman, who is a senior advisor for the liberal group Vote Vets, countered that Johnson was a huge disappointment, on the Ukrainian issue. Yeah, and others. He's responsible for more so than many of his colleagues for creating a situation in which the U.S. actually might find itself in a hot war. Asked if Johnson believed he held responsibility for what is now occurring in Ukraine, the senator's office responded, "Absolutely not." Kind of like Trump, he takes no responsibility whatsoever. Senator Johnson has been consistently supportive of the people of Ukraine who want to rid their nation of corruption and live in freedom, peace, and prosperity. You know, he did that by withholding missiles on behalf of his president till, you know, they did a little investigation of Joe Biden. That was very important. Let's not forget, Ron did plenty of his own investigating through the Homeland Security Government Affairs Committee. He had the subpoena power, the gavel. Johnson's office noted the senator has made 7 trips to the Ukraine since 2011, co-sponsored multiple resolutions and bills in support of Ukraine. The Ukrainian-born Vindman and Johnson have a history. "There was a time when I thought he was a good actor, a good guy," Vindman said. "You know, I share that same assessment. Then something changed. There were in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, in May 2019 as part of the U.S. delegation attending Zelensky's inauguration. I tried to make him feel at home, make him feel welcome," Vindman said. He recalled having a conversation with Johnson. "He was pretty aggressive in providing support for Ukraine and arming the Ukrainians. No doubt he was. Giving this new president everything they need to resist Russian coercion at that point. Russian aggression in a war that had been unfolding for the preceding 5 years. Vindman said he told Johnson that Trump was not necessarily supportive of such forward-leaning approach. "This was a very awkward position to be in because I had to point out this out to the senator that I also don't agree with the policy, but I have to carry the water for the president. The president was already kind of testing the waters on withholding security assistance." Vindman added, "I wanted Johnson to understand that while he might feel strongly about this and that it's the right thing to do, the chief executive might not be on board. He gave me this quizzical look like I was a crazy person, like I was the one out of step." Come back, more Devil's Advocates, the Monday edition. It's magical.
Are you now, or have you ever worked for Russia?
It's bad. It's so bad. There's blood everywhere.